Reality check how 3D building walkthroughs took over A*18. While virtual reality, VR, is still commonly associated with science fiction, its uses are quickly becoming science fact. At the American Institute of Architects Conference on Architecture 2018, VR goggles were almost as ubiquitous as smartphones, with multiple vendors showing off their tech to help translate building models into VR experiences. Microdesk and Iris VR collaborated for their well-publicized Bring Your Own BIM setup, where attendees could bring in their own BIM models and do a 3D walkthrough of them. Archicad debuted its connection with standalone partner Twinmotion, allowing users to import their Archicad models into Twinmotion and view them in VR. SketchUp offered a slightly different solution. It's a program which the company developed in tandem with Microsoft HoloLens, is meant for on-site use. Customers can use their app to load a SketchUp model into HoloLens, which they can then view on-site without any need for a computer. Indeed, HoloLens comes in a version that's attached to a construction helmet, allowing workers to wear it at building sites that are in progress. I think it really started about 3 or 4 years ago when you saw a lot of innovators playing around with it, but I don't think it hit the mass market until late last year, said Yelena Osen of Iris VR. I think a lot of people thought it was a phase or a trend, and they didn't invest time into understanding it, and I think it's been holding on longer than people expected. At this point, I think the thought process is it doesn't look like it's going away, so I should probably familiarize myself with it. When asked to identify the benefits of viewing plans in VR, vendors cited its ability to show clients what the project looks like from the inside before it's built, avoiding potential confusion over what the finished project will look like. Scale is probably the biggest thing. The second one would just be better understanding, said Peter Marchese, senior tech evangelist at Microdesk. There's been more than enough projects where I've seen someone say, I thought that would be taller, or I didn't realize the ceiling would be this low. Now you can actually get in and experience it. Of course, while many vendors touted their ability to create 3D computer-rendered models, some still made a name for themselves with comparatively old-fashioned 3D modeling. Ultimaker, a 3D printing company that works with industrial-grade plastics, is doing a good trade in printing small 3D prototypes of buildings. When asked why physical models of buildings were popular even in the digital age, marketing specialist Megan McBee said, a lot of people like to be able to hold it in their hands. They like to be able to feel it, pass it around the room, make design decisions right there.